Welcome, my friends. I'm glad that you joined us today because we have a special guest to talk about her PMP exam success. I have Yolanda Langley in the building. Yolanda, congrats on your PMP. How are you feeling about it?
Yay. I'm so happy. Like, you have no idea. I felt like weight was finally lifted off my shoulders, like extremely more confident. So happy.
Oh, yeah.
I have words for it.
The monkey's off your back, I understand. But why did you want to put yourself through this torture, Yolanda, and when did it start?
I was wondering the same thing. I have no idea why I was putting myself through it. It started in 2017 was when I got my black belt Six Sigma. And it
Wow.
was just like, oh, okay, this is cool. And then as I was looking at it, you know, when you start looking for jobs, they're like, oh, it'll pair greatly with PMP. And when I was actually going for my master's degree, I remember taking the PMP class as an elective, but it was an elective, you know, and it was on a graduate level. So it was just like, we had to do a project. It was no like big deal. And I remember the professor saying, hey, if you want to do that, you know, it would be great. So it started there, but it was in and out. And from there, I think I want to say 2018, 2019, I took the exam and did not pass, which was crazy to me. I'm like, how is that possible? It was just like, this is crazy. Like, I did not pass.
And this is the old one. This is the very ITT or heavy exam, right?
Yes, it was. And I can honestly say that I really did not prepare myself because I, you know, when you're one of those people that, oh, you could hear and listen and you think it's easy, like a regular test, because, you know, in college, that's what you do. You pass, you get by on just remembering, but this test was different because one, you had to sit to take 180 questions and how many hours? 4 or 5 hour
form? Yeah. Well, today you have 230 minutes to take the exam. So it's not a cakewalk like people think. But that was back 5 years ago or so. Fast forward to 2021, was it, Yolanda, when you came on board and you started studying again with some other friends of ours? And you came on our program, you came on the course, you were rather engaged. You were finding it a little bit difficult because you worked a very demanding job. Do you want to tell us your title?
Right. So I'm an area manager at Amazon. And in 2021, I moved from New York to New Jersey. And I thought it was going to be easy. And Amazon decided to put me on night shift. So my shift was from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. in the morning. And I don't know if anyone's ever worked nights, but if you're working night shift, guess what? Your mind does not process like it's supposed to process during the day. It was just crazy. And the closer you got to the weekend, I'm sleeping more and more. So Wednesday, it's like I'm refreshed, ready to go to work. I could get up at 12 or 1 o'clock by Saturday. I was sleeping closer and closer till it's time for me to go to work. So 4 or 5
Aww.
O'clock, I'm still sleeping. And it's like, do you eat or do you sleep? And you'd rather sleep. You'd rather sleep than eat. So
honestly, Yolanda, that is a tough shift because you barely have time to do anything
right
in life.
No, exactly.
It's
like
terrible.
you literally have no life. So my point, I was supposed to just be studying and getting ready, and I never filled out the paperwork so went through your process. I think I went through, like, how many times did I go through it? Like two times. And then finally, I think it was last year. It was in July, either way, because I had until July to like get it together. And finally, I was like, okay, let me actually do this. And I went through your immersion program. I printed everything out. I was ready. And for some reason, when it's time for me to study, I would fall asleep.
Because so you're Sunday, working these crazy night shifts.
Yeah, so Sundays, I was definitely out of it. So it wasn't until June of 22, was it 23? June
23.
Of, yeah.
This year.
Okay. So June of 23, well, 22, I finally got on day shift. And then that was just like a process because at that point you're like burned. I was burned out. So just trying to adjust back into day shift was quite difficult. So I filled out the form. I got audited. And so
Oh
now I
dear.
had to go back to all my prior employers to try to make sure that I had people to verify and confirm that I worked on these projects. Which was good because I kept in contact with them and it didn't take that long. So went through the audit process, they approved it. It was great. Moving forward, it is now, where are we? That was July 2022. So I did nothing because
You
I was,
waited about a year and then you realized, uh-oh, time's running out. It's going to be three strikes
So,
and you're out. So
right.
you doubled down and you started studying again in earnest. But I've got a few questions, Yolanda. So coming from the world of Amazon, I know the work is very operational. How did you wrap your head around the whole concept of agile, the concept of hybrid? I know that you already had training on the predictive piece from way back 2017, but the whole agile thing, how did you gravitate towards it? Did you find that to be common sense? Did you like it?
Well, what happened was when I didn't pass the first time, I was at NYU. And so they had these classes. And before I knew it, I looked and I was like, oh, communication management. Like they would have like quality management, like just different classes. And before I knew it, like the user stories, I ended up getting a certification in
Oh,
Agile.
wow. Wow.
So, yeah. And I remember the professor was saying, she's like, you're kind of like full time. And I was like, am I? Because I was trying to quickly, grab it and go. And I was doing like projects and like the user stories where we were writing everything out. And I was like, wow, I really like this. And so I found it a little bit easier because that was the focus. It was focused on Agile only as a certification. And what you had to do in that class was like, give examples of like how you would use Agile through your job. And I worked at in healthcare, so I was practicing Agile at my job, so that was easier. So by this time I'm now studying for the, I think, your immersion. So
Yes.
I'm printing all this out, so I'm still understanding the processes, but I have add the Agile piece on top of it. And so I was like, okay, this is good. But what ended up happening, like even doing the practice exams, I still was not wrapping my head around everything.
The mindset, the agile mindset. Yeah.
So I my mindset was still as a manager, which is
Ah.
not the same thing because as a manager, and I ran the dental clinic, like one of the departments where the international students. But they were all doctors as well as like the endodontics department. So, people come in, they're upset. I wouldn't look focused on, oh, the customer is right. Like, do whatever was going to make the customer happy. It was like, okay, these are the policies and this is what you need to do to adjust yourself. For them to adjust themselves, they could stay or they can go, whichever one works, it works for me. And when I was taking like even the practice exams and the tests, that's how I was moving. And so I was running out of time. So July come and I'm like literally out of time. And I rush in and I take the test again in July. And I took a week off from my current job, which was not enough because if you go to Amazon, your mind is still going. Like you need a week just to like really get yourself together. So I took the test and guess what? It didn't work out. And I'm like, you know what? So took the test July 10th. I had until July 13th. And I was like devastated, upset. Ended up calling. I remember I texted a friend of mine. I was like, I didn't pass. And he's like, you know what? Just take it again. And I was like, I only have 3 days, so I'm freaking out. I only have 3 days to take this test. So I called PMI and I was frantic on the phone because now on the 13th, there's nothing available. And
Oh,
there's a
no.
nice gentleman, so I would always suggest to for people to call and talk to them if you're, especially if you're running out of time. And he says, "You know what? I'm going to move your date to October." And I was like,
Wow.
"Are you serious?" And he's like, "Because I've only taken the test once, so it's like I don't have, you know, I didn't, I had all this opportunity, so it was like I was gonna have to wait a year if it didn't happen." So I made up in my mind. I said, "You know what? July, I wasted time again." But I had all the material that you gave me. So I wasted July, August. I was reading, sorry.
No problem.
I forgot my radio was on. I was reading, but not really putting in the work 100%. So August is here. Now I'm freaking out again. So September comes and I'm like going back and forth in my head. Do I take time off from work? Do I not? Do I take time off from work? And then finally on September 14th, I was like, I need to take a leave of absence from work.
Wow.
So put the leave of absence in. Like I said, I was because at this point, it probably took me about 3 days just to like mellow out and not be thinking work, 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 but really just concentrating on me and breathing and relaxing and just really understanding. And I went back through videos. I actually, what I did is I started from scratch as if I did not know anything. So those immersions, the book that you had, I printed out. I went back and I know there was some updates to it. And then I went back because the only thing that was not really a big focus was the Agile. And I purchased the Udemy and just went through the whole, like did it like as if I didn't do it at all. So for, and I looked at videos where other people were like, "Hey, you can do this like in 2 weeks and pass it." So I went through Udemy. I sped up the talk. So instead of it taking like 2 weeks, I actually probably did it like within a week. And then from there, I was like doing like quizzes. And once again, I was Googling again. And that's how I found study hall as well. So I did your questions, the short ones, because I've done a lot other the big ones that you had before. And then also watching the videos that was online. I was watching the videos that was on YouTube that you had where like the questions, and I was just like, oh my gosh. And then one day somehow it just clicked and I started like scoring well on the exam.
So tell us, I'm really intrigued at that moment, Yolanda. It clicked. Do you want to expand on that to tell the audience what the click means? Just expand on that a little bit, please.
Okay. The click was, I am not answering these questions as if I am a manager. I am answering these questions as if I want the betterment of the business, as if I want to help the customer at all costs. Just like, what do they say, Burger King, have it your way. I have to remember that's what it is. It's like there's a process, there's a system in which you follow, and that's what project management is all about. Like you have an initiation, you have those processes in which you follow. So you go through the initiating, you go through the planning, you go through the execution and the monitoring and controlling. And it was funny because in the closing, at that point, I was able to just follow the path of the change. Like if you're changing, going through the change board. Like anything it was just I just was understanding because I was no longer thinking as a manager, but I was actually thinking as I am a project manager, not a manager that is protecting. Because I think as a manager, you kind of like protect, you take yourself out of it, and you are that servant leader, and you are trying to make sure that you are giving the people that are working for you or that are loyal to you, giving them the very best by protecting them. But also making sure that you keep the peace with your stakeholders and recognizing who they are and seeing what their needs are. And for me on the exam, the biggest thing was like stakeholders and communication. Of course, risk was there, but communication, how you communicated with people and who you were communicating with, was like the biggest opportunities in which I had. And when I
Wow.
was looking at the questions and answers, and then I went back and I went back to review chapter seven, I mean the seventh edition book. So seventh edition, you think is not on exam, but it's all about that servant leadership, that stewardship. It's all just it's just tying it in of you being the best person, you giving the best value, best customer value, that experience itself. Like that's all it was.
Wow. So not a lot of PMBOK 6 ITTOs or any of those process names. Did they even mention the names of the processes like develop project chart and stuff like that or not?
No, they said the project charter, like the project manager is no, the sponsor came to the project charter to get assistance. So you just have to really you do have to know like what those processes are, and it is
Okay.
best for you to know like what comes out of like the collect requirements. Like you need to
Okay.
know that traceability, like you need to know it, but it's worded so differently that it's either you get it or you don't, but you don't have to know the ITTOs, but you really have to know what comes out of it. Like what
Gotcha.
comes out of scope? Like why are we doing scope? Like you need to know what scope is. You need to know what's in like the project charter, like what is inside of things. So
Gotcha. But you don't have to cram the ITTOs.
no, you don't have to cram it. You definitely don't have to cram it. I would say it was almost like making it makes It makes sense to me now because it just does because it clicks. But like before, and I was like, wow, I did all this studying. I wonder if I didn't have to. But yeah, I did. I have you have to study. You definitely have
Wow.
to study. The mindset is great, but you still have to know, like you have to understand, like even like with the stakeholder register, the risk register, like it's important to know what all that is, but it's not saying risk register. It's like a nice sentence that you just have to. And what I did was when I went into the exam, the first thing that I did was I was like, okay, when how do I solve this problem? And it's like you analyze, you define, and that's how pretty much I was answering my questions. I was like, okay, do I know what's going on here? Am I brainstorming with the team? What was the next one? Am I defining it? Is it already defined? Are the stakeholders there? Like, what's the solution, and am I implementing? So for me, that's what I did. I wrote all those down, and for each question, I'm like, okay, the sponsor's here, the project charter is here. Did any of what's missing here? And I, as I did it in that order, I was able to go through the exam and overpower it. Thank God. But
Yeah, thank goodness. So did you take breaks or during the exam, like
I took all
every
my breaks. I took all my breaks and some, and I took breaths because, sitting there for such a long time and you're racing, like you're really like literally trying to like you're literally trying to like get through. Oh, and one other thing, I watched someone else's lessons learned, and I was like, I can't. I remember speaking with my doctor and I was like, I have an exam to take. Like this was back in July. I didn't even know when I was going to take the test. And I was like, I can't sit there for that long taking an exam and read and say and concentrate. And he laughed and he was just like, get a good night's sleep, he like, you'll be all right. And I remember because they have PMI have accommodations now. So I had extra time. So you put in what you want. If you want extra time or if you need extra breaks or whatever that case that looks like. So I actually had an extra hour, and I actually had an extra 2 hours if I needed, but it was only an hour. I only end up using an extra hour for it.
Wow, that's
And
cool. Cool.
so I did take it, and I, like I said, I read through because I realized as well that sometimes you're reading so fast, you're speed reading so fast that you miss the interpretation or you miss the words. So once I slowed down and so once I got the approval for that, which didn't seem too complicated, once I got the approval for that, I then went to I had to call them to schedule. They're like, okay, you're approved for the extra time. And they gave me the time, and but you can't just call PMI to schedule. So you have to go certain times, right? So now remember October, I think it was October 13th was my when my date was scheduled. Like that was the last day I could take it. So they turn around and they're like, yo, I'm sorry, we don't have any dates. We'll put a ticket in, and if something comes available, we'll call you. They're like, and the guy gave me so much information. He's like, call PMI back. So I called PMI, and this, think about it, this is like the week before I'm trying to take this test. So I then called PMI, and PMI is, I'm like, I need extra time. Can you please extend it? And he's like, you're gonna have to put a request in. And I was like, I just need like a week. Like, so I kept this appointment scheduled. And he was like, oh, okay, I thought you meant more than that. He's like, I can extend it for you. So he extended it to the 31st, but I actually ended up taking the test on the 18th, and my exam was at 11 a.m. And I slept, got up that morning, went to the site. I didn't take it at home because my house is too much distractions here. So I ended up going there and just taking it.
Wow.
But yes.
Well done. Well, it definitely worked. Your strategy worked. All the hours you put in, the resilience, it all paid off. But talking about the exam, would you say that the questions were very difficult, or were they very easy, or were they just right somewhere in the middle?
They seemed a little easier for me, and I think it was once my mind changed, my mindset changed on what I was doing, it was easier. But to be honest, I didn't think the questions were hard the first time, right? It was just, yeah, I didn't think they were hard the first time. But what I will say is that there's definitely going to be two answers that you know is not the correct answers. Like it's going to be a definite, like, no, this is not it.
So most times it boils down to two, and then you have to look a
Yeah.
little bit more critically.
Right,
So would
exactly.
you say on a scale of 1 to 10, the highest level of difficulty being 10, how difficult would you say the exam was? Would it be all the way up at a 10 or what?
No, it's like an 8. It's hard. It's, I think if we probably had like 10 hours to take the exam, it probably wouldn't be as bad. But because it is timed, it makes it harder for you because you really have to concentrate on what where you are and what they're asking you. It has to be on what they're asking you, because it's the words are not difficult words. Like the scenarios are not hard. They're not even more than maybe three or four sentences. They're not even long. Like, I know the ones before used to be like paragraphs upon paragraphs. Now it's not. Like, they're not like that. But what I will tell you is that you do have to be patient. You have to have a good night's rest. So I do not suggest having a glass of wine before taking the exam the night before. But yes, for sure, you definitely have to just understand the process of agile. You have to know that whole, like the sprint review, the planning, because the hybrid questions, like even when you're sitting there, you're like, okay, government regulatory regulations, so that's usually predictive, right? But then it'll switch up and like, oh, but part of they want to go ahead and use like the Kanban board, and then the questions would be like, okay, is it agile, iterative, incremental, traditional? And you're like, okay, is it hybrid? Like, where am I? And there are a few that you just strike out, and it's like, okay, the pro they would say multiple deliveries or a single delivery. Like, they would just use the words that they use the words that you know. So it's best to like really understand like the definitions of everything, the characteristics, it's important to know that.
Good
Very
deal.
important. It's very important. Like, it's servant leadership. Definitely big. I would say for my exam, chapter, I mean, series 7 was really big. Like, would you had to know, you have to know that. And I'm glad last minute I was like, wait, like I kind of ran through it, but then I was like, let me go back through this again. And when I went back through, it was just like, thank God, because I would have been like, really, like, it's almost like you have to know every, you do have to know everything.
Yeah,
Yeah, you do.
crazy stuff.
Yeah, you do
Crazy.
have to know everything. But like I said, what I did was like how you would always say, okay, define, like analyze, like the situation, like what's the situation? And it's not the situation of what's going on with you, it's the situation in the question. Like, what are they doing? What do they want to possibly do?
Gotcha. I think we've covered almost everything, but I want you to comment if you're going to give some advice to colleagues about the exam or to anyone coming up behind you as a PMP wannabe, what would you say to them?
I would at least start a month early and just be consistent, even if you do like an hour or two a day. Like, but don't move on until you kind of like until you understand like that definition. I need definitions. I'm a definition person, so I have to like know like what, when you look at it, like what does schedule mean? What does schedule risk implementation mean? What comes, not necessarily what comes out of it, but I mean, excuse me, risk response. Like, what's happening in risk response? Like, what is, like, those opportunity, those threats, like, what are they? Like, what does that look like? As far as in, definitely invest quality in your study materials, because if you just, you can't just study anything, and the internet has so much information that you studying all over the place. Videos are very important. Like, it needs to just be like, you just need to hear it constantly, constantly, constantly. Yeah, definitely invest in it. Take your time. I was actually happy that I had the extra week. Taking little quizzes. For me, I could barely sit there for, I did like the big, did I do two? I did two mock exams.
Yeah, you did some,
I
yeah,
did
did
two mock
some
exams. I thought I was gonna lose it, but I did.
advanced.
I did do two mock exams, and I think I even started a third one, but I paused it. I was so like exhausted. So what I would say, even with the mock exams, when you're doing the big ones, like do the mock exams, take the next day to like really just go through it and review it. Like, I wouldn't do it the same day because it's like exhausting. I did a lot of small ones. Like, I did like the 5 questions, the 20, like even like the 50, but like try to do like those little exams as often as you can. If there was something that I would do differently, I would just probably, I would have taken time off before to do this. I would have just taken the time off to do it, because working and trying to study is really, really difficult. Like, you have to be, your mind has to be cleared on it, because PMP is a beast in itself.
It definitely is.
Yeah,
So
like it's.
Yolanda, are you going to take another PMI exam in the future, or have you had enough for one year, one decade? Which one?
Well, you know what's crazy is that I definitely will not do one this year, but I can't say that I will not do something again. I won't say that because that's probably not going to be the truth. But like, right, I don't even know what to do with my time, and not having the monkey on my back anymore is like, what do I do? Like, I don't even know which television shows come on. I remember buying books and like, oh, when I pass this, I'm going to be reading these books. I haven't picked up any books. I'm just like, let me breathe, at least another week, and then I'll possibly do that. But yeah, I would
There you
definitely
go.
have taken the time sooner to just focus on like what I want. And I think I became so obsessed with it. I remember my sister cousin was like, You don't know you have a master's degree, right? I was like, I do, don't I? But it's something different
That's
about having the PMI
yes.
certification.
It takes going through the experience to know.
It's a different feel. It's a different confidence, like just like doing it and getting through it. Because it was one of the hardest things that I ever had to do. And I've moved to different states and went to college, undergrad, and all of those things. But this PMI was something else.
And honestly, people just don't get it until they've been through it themselves, because a lot of people say, I went to this college, that college, I've done this, I'm very accomplished. And then we have people who are lawyers and doctors and engineers saying, my goodness, this is even more difficult, or just a different animal compared to what I did, in law school or in, my doctorate or whatever. So it takes the experience.
Because it's like it's not just knowing the definitions, because it's like you know, like with most things, it's like, oh, what's the definition of this? Whereas with this, it's like you have to know the definition in your head and be able to analyze, like, is this other word in which it's asking me? Yeah, it's like really you're analyzing what they're saying to you and then saying, oh, this is risk. We're in risk management. But it's not saying risk.
Very, very cryptic. You really need to know your stuff and have your ducks in a row. So if you have any questions for Yolanda, I would love for you to put them in, whether you're watching on YouTube or you're watching on the Spotify or the Apple podcast. Look for a place for questions, put them in, or better still, you can go on down to praiseon.com. You can send a message via praiseon.com. You can also join one of the courses that Yolanda was on. She was on a few courses with us, but one of the ones she was on towards the end of the whole process was the Elite PMP. Go on down to tinyurl.com/ElitePMP. If you are getting ready for the CAPM, go on down to tinyurl.com/ElitecapM. And again, I encourage you to ask questions, because if you don't ask questions, you won't know. But a huge congrats again to Yolanda. I'm very proud of you. We still got one of those videos, Yolanda, back in the day when we were in a lesson learned with someone else. I don't know if you remember that call. You were on the call listening to one of our people's lessons learned, and now you're giving yours. So thank you. It's come full circle. We appreciate you giving your lessons learned, and very, very excited for you.
Thank you. And you know what I would say? Those Udemy classes, I think you have the Udemy that I signed up for.
Yeah, that one, The
What
Elite PMP, this one.
was really good about that is that you're teaching it without, like, for the most part, interruption, which is good because sometimes you can get a little distracted with
True.
other people in it, and it doesn't seem like you're moving fast enough. Because what was great was that we're able to do that, but if you didn't hear something or if you wasn't sure, you can always go back and like rewind it, but you're learning at your pace.
That's a really great point, Yolanda. And when we recorded that, what we did was just put everyone in classroom mode. Questions had to wait until the end, and we took the questions offline, so there was not a whole lot of interruption, as you said. We had that, and then we covered it from the perspective of the PMI's 35 tasks. So with that said, I want to say a huge thank you for been on the call today. For those of you who are watching after the fact, there's the information that you need. Jump on the program, and if you do, let me know. I'll have some freebies for you, but do reach out on praiseon.com as well. Thank you very much, Yolanda, and all the best.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Cheers.